Hello, man broadcasters. This is Phil L. In our meditations, projections, and daily actions this week, we're going to challenge ourselves to secure a new level of commitment to our I Am Self demonstration. This theme has entered our conversations significantly in recent days here at I Am Nation headquarters, due both to dramatic events on the world, national, or local scene, and to unexpected individual experiences that have demanded our attention, our concern, and our vital spiritual action since late January of this year. We know that you too have been responding to the same or similar events being reported weekly in the mass media. And based on a number of reports we've received from you in the MAM network, we know that you also have been going through various personal transmutations, and sometimes very trying experiences indeed. So, what does all this lead us to conclude? These rapid and oftentimes jarring changes have caused us here at headquarters to renew our deep and abiding spiritual commitment to I Am thinking, speaking, and acting. This is our key to survival, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, in these horrendous latter days. In fact, our own I Am selves and the hierarchy are pressing upon us the urgency for securing or solidifying our I Am commitment now, before even greater and more monumental changes hit the scene. We must read the handwriting on the wall, my friends. We must recognize that what we have witnessed in the first few months of this year is just the bare beginning of the changes that must occur on our planet, in our communities, and in our daily lives and patterns before the end of this century. The changes predicted in hierarchical communications last summer are fast manifesting before our very eyes, just as we were warned they would. As a strong and unified force field of light in this MAM network, our job this week is to renew our commitment to help stabilize, protect, and counterbalance both one another and planet Earth during this current phase of these transmutations this spring. Now, why should we be concerned now about securing our commitment to the I Am Self? After all, haven't we been doing this work all along? Haven't we been working diligently week after week to evolve our spiritual understanding and demonstration? Yes, of course we have. That's the very purpose of our light network. But the warning here is that the spiritual energy influx we're experiencing this spring requires us to renew this commitment to an entirely new level. We cannot rest on the achievements of the past. Sure, our past successes have anchored us in the light, and they've brought us to new levels of thinking, speaking, and acting in I Am consciousness. Yet the truth of the matter is that what was adequate to our spiritual demonstration, say, just a few short months ago, does not quite meet up to the requirements of right now. You know this, and I know this. So if we want to increase our effectiveness as lightworkers, we have to buckle down and make a new, serious commitment to serve the Second Coming program to our full potential as Christed beings. No matter who we are or where we are serving, it really is to our benefit that we make a new commitment this very week. For by doing so, we shore up our spiritual resources even further. We strengthen ourselves in the light. We increase our awareness of Spirit's will for our soul mission. We enhance our protection. We balance our individual force field. We amplify our unification with one another and with lightworkers everywhere. And ultimately, we help stabilize the planet itself while it struggles to maintain its delicate balance during this transmutation. Securing our commitment to demonstrate the I Am Self, however, is something easier said than done. It's one thing for us to sit quietly in meditation and make this vow. And of course, this is where it begins, right here in this very meditation. But it's another thing to actually demonstrate this commitment in our daily lives, when we constantly are being barraged by pressures and temptations that demand our immediate response of spiritual treatment. We need to be so secure in our I Am Self demonstration that the tidal waves of coming change do not bash upon us and break us. Let me give you an example that affected each and every one of us. In late January, we had the disaster with the Space Shuttle Challenger. In one horrific millisecond, we were confronted with an event that sent mental and emotional shockwaves instantly across the face of the Earth. Where were you when this happened, and what were you doing? Think back. Do you remember exactly how you responded? What were your first thoughts and emotions? How quickly did you respond with the proper spiritual treatment? Were you too stunned to react spiritually? Or did you immediately start sending out thoughts of protection, balance, understanding, love, compassion, and peace? How quickly did you respond with prayers to the souls of the Challenger astronauts who made the transition in that instant explosion? Did you call upon their high selves and spiritual teachers for protection and adjustment to this tragedy? At Mark Age, we call this service to those who make the transition to the other side, rescue mission. For we call upon the high self of the person involved, plus call upon his or her teachers and guides on the inner planes to help the soul adjust to the transition. In this way, we participate positively and effectively from our side of the veil to help the soul resolve and heal its situation and get on with its spiritual mission. Now, in the case of the Challenger tragedy, our spiritual treatment had to be extended to include millions upon millions of people who were left in a state of shock and disbelief. In effect, we had to perform a rescue mission for the planet, for we had to help rescue masses of people from their temporary state of emotional trauma. And we had to do this while at the same time dealing with this tragedy within our own minds and emotions. Of course, we were not the only ones active in responding spiritually to this radical change. I heard it stated a number of times in the national and local media that never had there been such an effective and coordinated national and community response to a tragedy of this all-encompassing nature. For example, in many communities, professional counselors and church leaders were available to help school children and their parents cope with this trauma, because many children had witnessed tragic death for the first time. The Challenger tragedy is just one of the upsetting events we've had to work with in this transmutation cycle. Actually, there have been many dramatic upheavals and changes that have demanded our attention weekly. And this is not to mention all the personal upheavals and cleansings we may be going through, trying to adjust to the new spiritual vibrations, upheavals that you won't hear about on the network news. Man broadcasters, the point I'm making is this. We need to secure our rock-solid commitment to the I Am Self demonstration so that we are better prepared to respond to the dramatic changes ahead of us. If we don't prepare ourselves now, we may be swept up by circumstances from which we ourselves will have to be rescued like many others. So what can we do right now to secure this commitment in our daily lives? First, we have to start with ourselves. How solid is our conscious connection with our I Am Self? How committed are we to following Spirit's will in our life, and not the will of our mortal thoughts and desires that are pressuring us at this time? How much balance are we expressing in our four lower bodies? The mental, the emotional, the astral, and the physical. Do we have potentially dangerous weak areas or even subtle vulnerabilities or leaks in our auric field that need attention? Or are we a solid, well-protected focus of light energy? So let's examine ourselves and generate greater I am security in our force fields. Next, let's expand our thoughts to others, whether our family, friends, work associates, or others. Are we sensitive to their needs? Are we a positive force in their lives, helping them to secure their own commitments to spiritual demonstration? Or are we so caught up in our own world that we haven't taken that extra bit of effort to find out how our neighbor is doing? What about communication? How well are we communicating to others? If we need help, yet haven't asked someone who cares, why not? Are we trying to be martyrs and go through all these terrific changes by ourselves? And then there's the other side of the coin, for communication is equally listening. How well are we listening to our wife, our friend, our boss, the person we meet in the grocery store? Believe me, everyone on the planet is silently, if not vocally, crying out in the pain of transmutation. Only as a unified force of love and light and peace and balance will we be able to help the planet through this transmutation of the latter days. The hierarchy has told us that what we're experiencing now is both the best of times and the worst of times. We know what the worst of times are, don't we? But are we prepared to commit ourselves to helping all on the planet resurrect themselves into the best of times? The best of times, or the true happiness we're searching for in life, can only be had when we're operating in I am awareness. Every time we renew our commitment to Christ, we are expressing the I am. Every time we send out love, protection, and balance, we are doing the will of the I am. Every time we do a selfless deed, however small, we are generating the energy of the I am in motion. Every time we have a positive spiritual thought, we are thinking from the mind of I am. Live, breathe, and be moved in the I am. Think, speak, and act in the I am. Secure your commitment now to the I am by securing your mind, soul, and body in the light of the I am self. So be it.